We begin this Friday, like we do so many others, with Michael Tilley from Talk Business and Politics on the phone. Michael, how are you?
Well, 1985, I guess you said that before, and it just didn't catch with me. That's an impressive, you guys ought to be proud of that. It's an impressive record.
I think we are.
That's why you tell everybody.
That's right. Been here for a while. Usually, I also in the introduction say joining us from his office in Fort Smith, but you are not in Fort Smith today. You're not even in Arkansas.
Not even in Arkansas, but don't tell anybody. Don't let anybody know.
Okay. But I do appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk about some of the things that happened this week, and I'm going to do what I tend to do best that leads to what you do best. I'm just going to simply ask you to explain what's going on with something, this Civil Service Commission episode that's going on in Fort Smith.
Yeah, and I'm going to editorialize a little bit, so I just want to go out in advance in case anybody wants to turn the town down for a second. But, you know, the city of Fort Smith has had a problem for a long time with the diversity on its police force and diversity in its fire department even, but it's really a problem with the police force. So the city administrator, Carl Gefkin, recently hired Nathaniel Clark, an African-American, which is proving problematic. I think there's still a culture, unfortunately, and I do not take any pleasure in saying this, of having a black person in charge of the police force. You know, I think I learned that there was some racism, overt racism, just below the surface when we had the mascot issue at Southside High School, and I think we still see elements of that with this. And so Mr. Clark was brought in for the purpose of trying to diversify and modernize the police force, and to do that, he restructured kind of the top-tier management. What he is asking for is the ability to bring, is to recruit top talent, whether that's from inside or outside the police force, which does not seem to be an unreasonable request. I mean, the new utilities director for the city of Fort Smith is not from Fort Smith. The city administrator is not from Fort Smith. The new HR director is not from Fort Smith, and I could go on. The sanitation director, when he was here briefly, was not from Fort Smith. But for some reason, the Fraternal Order of Police, which really has no authority, but they have a lot of leverage, is just really opposed to that. And Chief Clark also agreed to saying, look, of the 27 positions, I'll agree that 20 we'll hire from inside. Just let me have the chance with these seven to recruit the best and brightest, whether they're from here or elsewhere. And the Civil Service Commission is not allowing him to do that. They're bowing to this pressure from the Fraternal Order of Police, which is a largely white organization, white police officers. And so, and that's going to incense some people, and I'm sorry, but it's just so evident, Kyle. And what's problematic is they've asked Chief Clark to come in and diversify and improve and modernize the police force, but then they will not give him the tools or the authority to do that. So we're loggerheads, and part of the attempt from some directors was to just remove the Civil Service Commission, which has created the controversy. And it's all unfortunate because I think Chief Clark's compromise of saying, look, out of the 27, just let me have seven seems reasonable. And hopefully cooler heads will prevail. And I think there may be some effort by some on the Civil Service Commission and others to agree to that compromise. But and let's hope so, because this is just, again, one of those unnecessary political tiffs in Fort Smith that are not helping the city move forward. The city has a lot of pressing issues, jobs, infrastructure, and those things we need to be getting our heads around and not battling over letting a police chief do his job.
Do you get a sense that residents of the city are divided about this or paying attention?
Yeah, they definitely pay attention, and they're definitely divided. And again, unfortunately, people are going to probably take great exception with what I'm saying. It's, I think if a white police chief came in and said, I want the ability to recruit from outside, I have a feeling there would not have been a problem.
Well, okay, so this is a challenge for the city. Here's some mixed news. Metro home sales for the Fort Smith region down June to June against last year, but up the first 6 months of 2017 against the first 6 months of 2016.
Yeah, and that's, look, the Fort Smith Metro, I've been pleasantly surprised the last couple of years. The home sales numbers have been strong. And I say strong, relative strong. They're not strong like, in Northwest Arkansas or some of the other metro areas. But when you look at the unemployment numbers, the job numbers in the Fort Smith Metro area, the housing market has held up well, considering those numbers. And I think maybe what we saw with May and June, kind of the summer doldrums type thing, it'll be interesting to see what happens in the back half of the year. I still don't. I think we'll see an interest rate rise or even two, but I don't think it's going to be enough to put a kink in the growth. I still think the Fort Smith Metro area is going to see a growth in home sales, not only in the number of home sales, but in the price per home. I think that's going to continue to grow, which again, those are good markers for the Fort Smith Metro. The June numbers, it does make July and August more interesting to make sure the trend is not, you know, too far south.
Finally, one other development in Fort Smith that we'll learn much more about next week, and that is, I believe, the third installment of the Unexpected Festival, which continues, it appears, to grow. Am I right?
It not only does it grow, but look, it continues to be this incredible event. It's put Fort Smith on the map. It's put Arkansas on the map. I mean, a year ago, maybe 18 months ago, you know, there were several of these international art magazines and websites and praising Fort Smith. And I mean, remember one, which really got a lot of praise, I think it was the top eight or the top 10 cities around the world where you would not expect to find such wonderful art. And Fort Smith was one of them. You know, you had, I think, some city in Peru and, you know, some of these amazing cities around the world, and Fort Smith was one of them. You know, an old blue-collar manufacturing town that, you know, Steve Clark, owner of ProPak, he was really the founder and the money behind getting this thing started 3 years ago. They're going to continue to bring these great muralists and sculpture. You know, it's really become diversified in terms of the type of art, which is great. And they're also partnering this year in terms of overlap with the Peacemaker Music Festival. And so you're going to have two great festivals going on and a lot of overlap, a lot of people in downtown Fort Smith. And, you know, so you have this Peacemaker, the Murals Festival, you have the Steel Horse Rally, the Motorcycle Festival early this year. A lot of good things. You know, if we could just get city government kind of squared up and move it in the right direction, there's so many other good things going on in the Fort Smith area.
Michael Tilley is not in Fort Smith today, but he will be back. Don't worry. Safe travels. And I'll talk to you next week. How's that?
All right. Hey, thanks for your time, Kyle.
Thank you for your time, Michael.